You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Well, at this stage, we are implementing a wide range of measures to secure certain areas and to make sure that we take every possible step to prevent a recurrence of the incidents which took place. We will cordon off certain areas. We will also do snap searches. We will put up roadblocks, and we will deploy all available manpower. We will intensify our patrols, take every possible measure to make sure that we protect the community and also that we protect all polling booths and stations.
When are these steps to be taken?
Well, we've already started to implement these measures, and they will be in place this afternoon, and we will intensify the measures as from tonight.
What is being done to find the people responsible for these bombings?
We are utilizing the best and most experienced detectives. We've also utilized all other resources in our effort to trace these persons. According to all indications, there is hope that we'll make a breakthrough soon, and we are determined to make sure that we hunt down these ruthless killers.
Can you ensure voters that they will be safe?
Yes, I can give them the assurance that they will be safe. As I've mentioned, we will deploy more than 100,000 men and women to protect the polling booths and stations, and we will take every precaution.
People suspect far right-wing involvement in these bombings.
It is obvious that the persons responsible for these ruthless killings are persons who want to derail the whole process. And I would like to assure the public that the security forces will do everything possible to make sure that they don't accomplish their objective and that we protect the community as far as possible.
That was SABC journalist Hein Costa speaking to the then police commissioner, Johan van der Merwe, on the eve of SA's first democratic elections in 1994. Stay tuned to SABC News current affairs programs throughout this weekend and next week as we highlight some of the people and events that laid the groundwork for a democratic South Africa. You can catch Democracy 30 on the SABC News channel every Sunday evening between 8:30 and 9 o'clock.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.